Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, thanks for listening again to the Explaining History podcast. This just is a short little message about some plans I've got for 2018, and I really want to get the whole community involved. So do swing by the Facebook page and tell me what you think. I really, really do appreciate some of the feedback I get there. Anyway, I periodically get frankly insane responses to some of the videos that I put out and some of the podcasts that I put out. Normally, it's when I talk about something contentious like Nazi Germany. And this tends to be the kind of thing that, don't you know, Hitler was a communist, actually. And before you get started in deconstructing the kind of the ludicrousness of that, the origins of this really are the kind of the current climate we live in, where obviously there are a large number, or perhaps not even a large number, maybe a minority, of ideologically charged individuals online who want to make historically inaccurate and misleading arguments to further contemporary political goals. And my worry is this, is that the democratization of knowledge that the internet presents us, which I think is wholeheartedly a good thing, is it having an effect of kind of eroding what I would consider to be like a canon of historical knowledge. Now, I am the first person to accept that I have absolutely no right whatsoever to impose a right and a wrong view of what history is and what it should be. And I'm not setting out to say these are right ideas and those are bad ideas, this is good knowledge, that's bad knowledge, so on and so forth. History is an incredibly subjective thing. But there is a canon of received wisdom, shall we say, on most given topics. And the reason why is because it's peer-reviewed, it's researched, it's written at great length. You have academics spending their lives in archives and producing things which are intellectually and evidentially robust. And then you have people on Twitter and Facebook saying stuff in general, which is often misleading, inaccurate, and for want of a better word, wrong. And it is vying for attention, and it is often getting that attention. It is often sweeping away academic arguments and academic understanding of historical processes, events, and knowledge. This is alarming. It's deeply alarming. It should trouble us all. Our ability to navigate the present is based on a realistic understanding of the past. And I'm not, again, suggesting that a particular version of the past should dominate, but there should be a broad understanding of what the past has been. Now, my area of interest is in the 20th century, 19th to some extent, mainly 20th, and I'm wanting to create what I would think of as a basic historical literacy course, free to access for anybody, and looking thematically at the 20th century. So we can look at questions of social change, democracy, totalitarianism, fascism, communism, revolutions, religion, sexuality, gender, the environment, the big stuff that has shaped the world in which we live. Now, my reason for doing things thematically is because the focus of this is looking at change over time, and we can perhaps avoid unnecessary partisan discussions, because whilst I would present myself as a kind of a radical social democrat, I do not want my views to really pervade the things I'm trying to create. I want this to be a resource for people who have all range of different perspectives on history, as the past isn't something that belongs to me or to anybody. Though that said, we need to protect our shared understanding of the past from willful and partisan distortion, which is primarily the reason for wanting to create this. I'm putting out some feelers to academics in various fields to perhaps work as a means of peer reviewing what we're doing here. But what I wanted from the group, really, or what I wanted from the Explaining History audience, the family of Explaining History, if you will, was your own input. What do we focus on? What do we perhaps have to leave out? If I can create 20 modules, or perhaps more, to post online throughout the year, what is it we have, where do we have to draw the line? What do you see as being the key essential ideas that the 20th century and or the modern era is shaped around? Do we look at, say, for example, particular countries as being key to the whole process? Do we look at the rise of the United States of America, for example? Do we look at the emergence of the State of Israel in the Middle East? Do we look at the partition of India and Pakistan? Tell me what you think, because what I want for this to be is something that belongs to the Explaining History audience. As I said, I want it to be free to use. I have no interest in putting up paywalls or anything, any of that kind of nonsense. And I want you guys to have this. And I'm going to try to make sure that it reaches a kind of a level of academic and ethical robustness, so that it can be a resource for anybody and everybody. So please come to the Explaining History Facebook page and just tell me what you think, because I'm really keen to know, and I just want to essentially give this to you guys as a thank you for all the support you've given me and all the good kind of conversation and comradeship I've had from everybody over the last few years. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.